It is time. Down
the bloody. Let the hand. My beautiful daughter. Half Mexican and Salvi. The perfect girl from Cali.
Yeah, they love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius.
Give it up for Letty, please.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. It's November 4th, 2020, 6:30 p.m. I'm Letty, and I am foolishly in downtown L.A. Yeah, I should have thought this through. So I was at a meeting earlier, and I think by autopilot, because I have this meeting every week, same time, and right after the meeting, I always just drive down to my office, which is in downtown L.A. I kind of went on autopilot after the meeting, and as I'm turning into downtown, I'm like, oh, fuck. I shouldn't have came. Everything's boarded up. Police are everywhere on every corner. And it just might be a little tricky situation if I'm not trying to get into like the thick of any type of protesting should the president of the United States be announced today, tonight. But I stayed. And I stayed because of pizza. I'm telling you, I was on autopilot. I'm always in traffic from my meeting to my office. And so I always just Postmates whatever I'm going to eat to arrive at the office by the time I get there. And so when I pull up to downtown and I'm like, oh, shit, this looks a little sketch, maybe leave. I also thought, oh, but I already ordered my food and I really want to eat this pizza. So I stayed for pizza. Whatever repercussions that decision has for me, I'll be ready for it. You know how when we're in elementary school and we have pizza parties? Pizza parties were always fun. It's fucking pizza. It's the same pizza you could get at home. But because it's at school during school hours and like in your class, like having a pizza party was like the shit, right? So that's how I felt today. I'm like, I'm going to order pizza. I'm going to order two slices. I'm going to order a Coke. I'm legit like, I'm going to have a fucking pizza party. Like at school. Because Biden's winning. He hasn't been declared the winner yet. I will know when I hear it. In LA, we've gotten into the pattern of blasting off fireworks for celebrating. We did that for the Lakers. We did that for the Dodgers. And last night while I was in bed, and I think it was when they declared, I believe it was Arizona, they declared a state for Biden. And I knew because I heard fireworks outside of my window, and I was already laying down with the boys, and I'm like, oh shit, this fool fucking won. And I look and it's like, oh no, he just won a state. But that's when I will know. He just needs one more state and he's pretty much the president, or the upcoming president of the United States. But however you're feeling about it today, I did want to talk about something that will help you regardless. I think one thing that's important to note is that whichever way it goes, there's still going to be things we love, hate, what say you, and just our life in general in 2020 is so up, down, around, and just crazy that the normalcy and the balance is in our hands. I think we could rely on, like, when we were younger, probably our parents for balance. And then when we're adults, our jobs for balance to kind of, like, tell us what to do or show us the way, right? Our jobs or our churches or just society in general. But since so much of that is kind of up in the air, I remember a few weeks ago, I tried to go to church because I was really going through it. I'm like, I just need to sit in a pew and just talk to God, but the churches are closed. So it's really given you the responsibility for you in terms of your own balance, your guidance, your direction, and all of that. And I still think that regardless of who becomes president, we're still going to be heavily and have to be heavily reliant on ourselves for that type of balance. And I'm all for the self-help. So let's start off with some self-help. I tweeted this a couple days ago, and I'm tweeting it to myself. It happens a lot that when I tweet, I'm not tweeting to other people, I'm tweeting to self. I feel like Twitter's a diary for a lot of us. And even when you see like quotes, or you see like hype shit, or you see like putting down shit or emotional shit, it's all like we're talking to ourselves, but the world might think we're talking to them. Twitter is just a diary to self, as much as it is to the world. I say that to say, I had tweeted the other day, you got to set a program for yourself or else your days will just waste away, essentially. And I wanted to reiterate that here because since we're so reliant and should be so reliant, especially this year, I'm seeing this year be an actual shift, as in all the stuff that changes, we need to get accustomed to. There's really no going back to the way things were. And it's for the best. There was never a point where you're like, I'm a child now, I'm a teenager. I'm a teenager, now I'm an adult. It just happens. One day you're a kid and the next day it just changes. And then same thing with from a teenager to an adult, because it does not even like, oh, you turned 20, you're not a teen anymore. I don't mean like that literally. I mean in a figurative sense, what it is to be a teenager to then like understand you're an adult with responsibilities and some things are now on your shoulders and it's never going to be not like this anymore. I say this as this is how I feel about 2020, but it's not a bad thing. When you think of these differences and these, like, I guess this new land, you also got to see it for the opportunity that it brings and for the power it gives you. Because one thing I've learned is that when you give yourself the responsibility of having to take care of yourself, you also give yourself the power of changing things for yourself. The more you give yourself responsibility versus the world, the more power you give yourself versus the world. I hope I'm making sense. Anyways, programming. I think this year, more than ever, like we've been left on our own, kind of put on to figure it out for ourselves, whether it's making money, making the homework, making the relationship work, making life work for you. You have to do it. And you will do it because you have to do it. You'll surprise yourself at how much you can knock out on your own. And so programming is so important for that, because we all run off programs. We've been kind of conditioned that way since kids, like since school and school periods and then college and even work and taking your breaks and what you do every shift, right? You're running a program. There's this argument that's made about them conditioning us through schools and the bells and periods and all of that. They're conditioning us to be, I guess, workers, or they're conditioning us, I can go so far as to say, for like the prison system, or they're conditioning us just to be sheep. It's not a bad tactic, but the intention may be wrong. I think that programming is a great tactic, but what you put in that program is the most important thing. We're all programmed somehow. And now, since we're left to fend by ourselves, it's our responsibility to fill up that program versus get that program filled up by others, and we're distracted or we're not learning the things we should be, as in school, or like certain subjects are being left out while others are being impressed on us with maybe false narratives, false facts, all of that stuff. So I understand the argument of fuck school because they're programming us just to be sheep or just to be workers or just to go to jail. They're prepping us. But I would say totally understand that. However, let us program ourselves and fill up that time and fill up the meat part of the program with things that we know are going to be to our benefit and are going to be by our choice, by our own responsibility, and therefore lead to something that we are more fulfilled with and find more purpose in. Whew. Okay. Programming. What the fuck does that mean, though? It legit means scheduling your fucking day. Scheduling your day to do the things that you see best fit in order to get you someplace. We've talked about manifesting in a few past episodes. We've talked about visualizing stuff, but now it's like the work time, right? And the best way to get to the work time is to set your program. Okay, if that is every day that I wake up, I cannot leave the house without doing 10 burpees. You do those 10 burpees. I do lunges in the shower. That's getting more dangerous as I get older. But yeah, I've done that. I do lunges in the shower. And then I feel like, okay, regardless of what I do today, I know that at least I knocked out some sort of like physical activity and like benefit for my body in that sense and like toning up, right? A good way to start a program is a blank sheet of paper. A lot of people go for like a, what is those things called? Like an agenda or like a, I know I'm saying it wrong. The fuck are you? Are you an agenda? I'm looking at one, that's why. Hold on, let me see. What are you? What's your name? Planner. Boom, planner. Okay, a lot of people go by planners and you buy the pretty pens and you buy the pretty planners and then you open the planner and then it's like the different, like it's set up in the way that it's set up and it can be a little overwhelming. Planners can be very overwhelming, especially like the new planners because there's, look, let me look at this planner. I have this planner called the High Performance Planner. Tell me that name alone is not overwhelming. Jesus. Okay, the High Performance Planner and it has like a day. And so there's like a morning mindset and then there's the three goals and there's the tasks you got to do today. And it says the persons you need to connect with. And it goes by 6 a.m., 6:30, 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30. There's a note section. There's a daily habit scorecard. There is a lot in this fucking planner. That shit is a lot to look at. And what happens is I'll open this and then I'll be like, fuck, I only filled out like one little box out of these 1700 boxes and you already feel defeated. Like, fuck that. Get a planner if you've covered the programming part already. I'm not even down for this planner. That planner scared the shit out of me just looking at it. Get a blank sheet of paper. Write the date. On top of it, write program. And set it up however your brain works. One thing I learned is that all of our brains work different. Just here's an example, right? And I don't know that maybe you've ever thought of this. The calendar. Think of the calendar in your brain. When you think January, where do you see it? What does January look like in your brain? I'll tell you how it looks like in my brain. So my calendar, and I only know this because I'm so weird and I pay attention to it and it's weird. So my calendar in my brain kind of looks like a racetrack. So it's oval. I would say like a car racetrack, like a lap. It looks like a lap. So it's like oval, horizontally oval, right? January starts on the right side. And then it goes like reverse clockwise till we go to this December and then it goes all the way back again. That's how I see a calendar in my brain. Other people see it differently. If you see the calendar like I see, please tell me because I have not met anyone that I brought this up. Like I've asked people around me, how do you see the calendar? And they're like, what the fuck, like fucking calendar? And I'm like, no, like if I say August, where is August in your brain? To me, August is on like the top right-hand side of like my racetrack. But everyone sees it different. How do you see it? Have you ever thought of that? Is that weird? It might be weird. But okay, I say this to say, we all have a different view in our brains. So this blank sheet of paper is not for me to tell you. And on this line, you write this. And on that line, you write this. And on that line. No. However you put it, I'll tell you how I do it. I'm looking at my sheet for today. Has a date on the right side, program on the left side. My first bullet point is my meeting that I went to. And then my second one is my podcast. And then my third one is to send it out. Fourth one is to work on my merch stuff. Next one is to work on my calendar stuff, like shooting the next set of photos. And then my last one is to pay my dad's insurance. And then on my right hand side, next to the podcast, I have little bullet points of what I'm going to talk about on the podcast. This is so easy. Programming is so easy. But if I don't do it this way, if you don't write it out, or if you don't say it out loud, it's legit a schedule for your day. So if I don't do that, then I'll go my whole day, maybe get lost within my phone or get lost within family stuff or TV stuff, and then feel so like I didn't do shit the whole day. And I'll feel bad about myself. And let's say even if I did one of the things that I was supposed to do, I'll still feel like, fuck, I know I'm not doing something. I know there's something of the 7,000 things I need to do that I didn't do. And even though I did one, I don't feel like I accomplished anything. Whereas on the other end, yesterday I wrote out what I had to do. And one of them was podcast too, and I didn't do it. But as I'm looking at the stuff that I did do yesterday, I feel so accomplished, even though I missed doing a couple things from it because I knocked out a lot of them versus not writing anything down, maybe knocking one thing out and then feeling like, fuck, there's so much that I missed, but it's not even in my brain right now. Whereas right now I'm looking at what I did yesterday and I didn't do a few things, but I did do some things and I'm like, oh shit, that's fire. And I think two things happen. you see your accomplishments, but you also see and are able to list and view the stuff that you didn't get done. And that means that they're not hiding. They're not like in the shadows. They're not like bigger than what they actually are. You get to see them and you know, okay, I got to do this versus like, fuck, there's something I got to do, but what is that? So programming is so important. It can start just as simple as that, as this list. I think once you knock those things out, it could be do the laundry, reach out to so-and-so, post something on Instagram, read a chapter of a book, things like that. It could be from random to important, but it's all things that you feel important enough for that day to happen, because then you are filling in your program for the day versus being led for something. I want to tell you real quick, people and the system and society is relying on you not to have a program, because it's so much better for them if they can tug and push and pull you to their own agendas. When you get lost in your phone, it's not just by chance. There are active entities at work trying to distract you and come at you for attention. Similar to me, similar to even this podcast, I would hope that this is something that could be helpful to you. But at the same time, if I was just some bullshit podcast, but I want your attention, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to post a picture that shows me looking cute and being like, hey, listen to this, guys. Or I'm going to post like a teasy audio clip or things of that nature. I'm going to put it on my stories. I'm going to put it on my posts, on my Twitter, all of that to try to get you to listen. So even I am out to get your listenership, right? And you need to see that just like that, just like I'm giving it that effort, a trillion other things are giving it that effort, and a billion other things are giving it way more effort than I am. But I hope you see that the efforts I give you is for you, all right? Set your program, whatever that is. Start with a blank sheet of paper. Planners are nice. Planners are amazing. But we're not all planner people. Also, the thing about planning and planners, they can make you feel like you did not do well if you don't know how to fill it out, or if you're not excited about it, or if you don't follow through with it. Planners can make you feel more discouraged than they do make you feel encouraged. So I would say like, oh, get your pretty planner. This planner is scary. I promise you, do not get it. Start with your program. Start with a blank piece of paper, whatever kind of paper you like, and a pen that you like, colorful, however, pencil, whatever. And just write it out. What is a program to you? Just set out with that intention. Is it bullet points? Is it a sentence? Is it a picture? Is it, do you check mark it or do you exit or do you cross it out when you do it? All of that, let that come to you however you perceive it. Okay. Let me talk to you about my brain, because this shit is weird. We're going to get really weird right now. Last Saturday, Halloween. 1 a.m. Halloween. I was on my phone and I was on my bed. 1:30 in the morning. The boys were sleeping. I think I was playing Angry Birds Pop. And this is what I wrote in my notes. 1:03 a.m. Felt a blow to my head energy. I called my husband after I felt this and I just said, I was just like, are you okay? Because my husband works at night and he's like, yeah, I'm fine. And I'm like, okay. I felt this really weird shit, like a blow, like an energy blow in my brain. And like, I don't know if that means something's wrong, but that's what I felt. And he's like, no, you're probably just going through a lot. Go to sleep. I go to sleep. It's Halloween. We have family over. October 31st is also the anniversary for my parents-in-law. And so we have like a little dinner for them and I'm in the living room and it happens again. And then I wrote in my notes. So this is what my note is. 9:53 p.m. Same day, October 31st. Happened again. Like my head was pushed back. Was sitting in the sala. That's like the living room in Spanish. I'm going to try my best to explain what the fuck that means. So I felt like, let's say you're sitting upright, head up, legs crossed, and I were to go in front of you and push your forehead back with my hand. Just push your forehead back, right? And you were just chilling, and then I did that. That would feel like I genuinely moved you. Like I moved you back physically, and I touched your head, and you're like, wait, what the fuck did you do that for? That's what I felt at 1:03 in the morning when I was on my phone. Only thing is, I felt it from the inside of my body. I didn't feel like an outside force pushing me. I felt like my brain pushing me, like my brain giving like a nudge to my head, and it just feeling like energy. Because it didn't feel hot and it didn't feel cold. It just felt like energy. I would relay it to maybe an electric shock, and that's what I felt. And then I thought, whoa, is this a ghost? Because if you follow me, you know I'm fucking, my house is haunted because I live by a freaking cemetery. And this is also fucking Halloween. And Halloween, the bigger than anything, Halloween this year had a blue moon, which happens like the last time it happened was like 1944 or some shit. And I don't even know what the fuck that means. But the blue moon, I guess, apparently is like very rare, very energetic. And maybe my body is reacting to that. So I call my husband, like I told you. He says it's fine. Like, let the ear trip in, go to sleep. Fucking hate that. Guys, don't be so dismissive of your girl. Because literally, if I'm calling him, if you're my dude and I'm calling you at 1 a.m. saying that I felt something, do not dismiss me. Do not say, it's fine, go to sleep. No, be like, well, are you afraid? Or like, I'm so sorry you felt like that. Or like, do you want me to send you some coffee? Or do you want me to send you some chocolate? Or like, I'll see you soon. I'll see you as soon as I can. I love you. Come on, be comforting, motherfuckers. It's so easy. It's so easy. If it was just as simple as like go to sleep, then I wouldn't even have bothered calling. Okay, now that you're in my marital problems, I'm kidding. So the next day, it happens again. And when I'm sitting down, well, actually, I wasn't. I was sitting down and I was talking to Jorge because he was telling me, oh, dinner's ready or something. And I remember that I looked up, he was standing up and I was sitting down on the sala and I was talking to him and I kind of shook my head. And when I shook my head, I felt it again. Same thing. Like my brain got pushed back from inside, energy. It's like I've never felt it before. And I was scared because now I'm thinking like, fuck, what if this is a sign of cancer? What is this fucking brain aneurysm? What if it's like a tumor, especially when it's something like that, like it's in your head, it's physically affecting you, like you feel it, you don't know if it's a sign of something or what have you. So I googled that shit. I looked it up as best I could describe it. As best I could describe it is what I wrote, like it feels like there's an electric shock in my body, but I was like chilling, doing nothing. What the fuck? And it turns out that it's anxiety. Isn't that fucking crazy? And I will say I've been more stressed out now than I have been in a really long time. I'm going to retype it and hopefully it will come back the same. So felt, I think I put surge of energy in brain. What is it? Oh my gosh. Okay. Literally the first thing. Brain surges. The feeling that the brain experienced a surge of energy or fluid can be a symptom of anxiety disorder, including generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, and especially panic disorder and others. Now let me keep reading. Brain surges symptoms can come and go rarely or occur frequently. For example, you get a brain surge feeling once in a while and not that often, or have it off and on. Brain surges can precede, accompany, or follow an escalation of other anxiety sensations and symptoms, or occur by itself. I will say that at neither point was I like in a panic attack or feeling like current present anxiety, because at 1:30 I was freaking playing Angry Birds and I wasn't angry, because Angry Birds pop doesn't make you feel angry, I don't think. It's fun and relieving of stress, actually. And then when I was talking to my husband, I was okay. Like I wasn't like upset at him. We weren't fighting, nothing like that. This symptom can also range in intensity from slight to moderate to severe. It can also come in waves where it's strong one moment and eases off the next. Why does anxiety cause brain surge symptoms? The fight or flight response. In another article, I definitely read on it, talked about how it can even be more scary for you when you feel this, because you will often get into the worst case scenario type of ideas, like maybe this is cancer, maybe this is a tumor, just like I told you earlier. So that part can be even more stressful on top of this being a symptom of being super stressed and anxious, that it can also add more. Yay! But I will say reading it helped me. Because I'm legit was like, oh my God, I need a CAT scan. Oh my God, what's happening to me? And I will also say that after October 31st, it didn't happen anymore. It happened twice that day, 1:30 in the morning and then 9:30 in the night that day. And then it hasn't happened again. So I'm scared that maybe it was spiritual shit. Maybe it was ghost shit. You know how I am. Or it's some anxiety shit. But I had to share it because it was weird. And if you've ever felt that, it may be because you're stressed. There were some suggestions on how to relieve yourself of those types of symptoms, which include therapy, reducing your stress, taking more steps to calm yourself, breathing techniques, stuff of that nature. So definitely, if you've ever felt that, or if you feel that coming on, or in the future, if it happens to you, take those steps to relieve yourself of stress in that present moment, or in just general your life. I'll tell you one way that I like attacked it myself, because again, like I said, nothing in that present moment when I felt these things was stressful. However, I do have stressors in my life. Is normally I would get upset at a certain thing. Like a couple days ago, I was about to get upset at something and I was like, you don't need that. You need to really limit. You need to put a cap on what you allow yourself to get mad at. More responsibility for you, but also more power for you. So on my end, it was like, I'm going to take this as a symptom of anxiety and stress and just like really my body saying like, whoa, you have a lot that you're feeling. You need to chill. To where kind of like, okay, there are things that you can't control that are stressing you out. And then there are things that you can control about being stressed over. Imagine that it being like a container that has your stress in it. Imagine that if it's a bottle, if it's a box, some sort of container, right? And now picture your stress, stuff you know that like you really can't help but be stressed about. And it could be on some job shit. It could be on some like weird family dynamic shit. It could be these things you have to do, like, I don't know, pay a ticket or some shit like that. I don't know. Stuff that you know is kind of like pushed on you and you stress about. It's not your choice. Then you carry that visual, if for nothing else, for the moments when some shit irritates you. And then you have the choice, like, do I really have room in this container for that stress? Is it something that I can choose to not stress about? Yes? Okay, it's not coming in this container. You literally have to look at it like that. And I promise you, it'll help you out. And I'm telling you because I've practiced this and I appreciate myself so much more for practicing that. I was about to get so fucking pissed at some shit that I know would piss me off. But then it's just like, all right, you got shit that you're stressing about that you really can't help. This you can help. You can choose to not stress about it. So choose not to. And I know in that moment, it's like, fuck, but I'm righteous in it. Or like, you know when something pisses you off and you know like, oh, fuck, like I'm in the right. I can fucking be pissed. I think those are the moments where you can choose not to be pissed. And you'll find that choosing not to be pissed off over it, although being mad over it and being right does have its own thrill, choosing not to be pissed about it gives you a power. So it's like, do you want thrill? Do you want power? Thrill, power, thrill, power. I leave you with that. I hope that I've helped in some way, shape, or form. And if not, I vented. But yeah, as we go into this week further and election results, all of that, what's to come, focus on you, on your own program, on like what, how you are going to lead yourself. And also as it relates to the stress and your container, make sure that shit is tight. Make sure that stuff that's unnecessary and that you can say, I'm not going to stress about this. You do say that too. Okay, I will talk to you again next time. I love you. Bye.